basically, Orot Teshuva begins with Rav Kook describing different levels, different layers of tshuva. And he says there are three kind of layers to tshuva. One is tshuva tivit. The second is emunit. So one is the natural. Second is with regard to your faith, in regard to like your outlook. And third is tshuva sikhlit. The third is intellectual or spiritual, as you'll see in a moment. So he says when it comes to tshuva tivit, right, the natural tshuva, there's two parts. There's tshuva tivit gufanit and tshuva tivit nafshit. So on the one hand, the gufanit is very simple, right? Well, it's what we call azivat achet, right? It's saying like, you know what, this is not putting me in the right frame of mind. This is not setting me up for success in life. I got to stop doing this. I got to stop being arrogant. I have to, you know, stop losing my temper. It's not working for me. So therefore, I'm going to try to, you know, change my ways, right? So there's that sense of azivat achet, doing it because of, for really a physical reason, as he's saying. He says, but there's something deeper. Yoter pnimit, he says, yeah, tshuva hativit anafshit varuchni, right? But a deeper level is if it's coming, you know, it's natural, and I see it's, you know, I want to change kind of who I am, but there's more something spiritual and emotional going on inside. Musar klayot. He says it's kind of like what they call like the morality of your insides, your kidneys, right? Your kidneys function as a filter, right? It's recognizing teva hanefesh enoshit ulaleches b'derech yishara. He says that really the nature of our souls is to do the right thing. Lasod et yashar b'nei Hashem. Hatov not hatov yashar. You know, that he wants to do, but Tov Yashar B'nei Hashem, and it could be controversial, right, in the world at large, to say that really our natural inclination is to do good, right? Rousseau would probably disagree with that, right? But deep down, we believe, right, that neshama is good. Okay, neshama shenatata bi tohrahi. It's pure. And that's what we want to do. U'kishesar min aderech, kishenafal b'chet, and when you stray from the path and you fall in sin, nafsho adayin lo nishchasa legamri, if your soul hasn't been totally corrupted, hare achush hazeh shel yashrut mad'ivet levavo u'mikmogeg mikeev. And then, you know, a part of you, there's something like, you know, I want to do the right thing. You're really pushing yourself. You could think Freudian. You know, here there's a part of you, right, the ego, the superego, right? The superego is like pushing, like, you know, I want to do the right thing. And you feel really upset. There's a dissonance that you experience spiritually. And you say, I want to do better. And you're pushing yourself to try to fix that which went wrong. Until you get to a point where you feel like, you know what? My sin is dissolved. Like, I feel better about myself spiritually. So this is really complicated. This is really, really, it's misubach. It's really complicated. Talui hu b'tanaim rabim pnimiim v'chitzoniim. It's dependent on so many different factors, both internal factors and external factors in your life. V'yesh bo kama darchei hata'an. There are so many different ways that you could actually be steered wrong in this case. Shechova hi li shamer mehem. Avol mikol makom hu echad ha'yesodot shetochen ha'tshuva nish'an aleihem. Meaning, what he's saying is that like this is one of the pillars of what tshuva stands on. But it's really difficult, right, to say, like, well, you know, I'm just not feeling it, I'm not feeling right, and I want to do better, I have to do better. It's difficult, right? Meaning, so it's more of like, instead of just behavioral, right, it's more like sort of cognitive, spiritual, really trying to get to the core of the matter and to figure out how I can fix things. Because it's more about feel, it's more about chush. I feel like I'm not in a good place. I feel like I'm straying from the path. It's like the end of the Ashamnus, right? The end of the Ashamnus. What do we say? Right? And then we finish up and we say, Ta'inu Titanu, right? Ta'inu, we've erred, we've gone on the wrong path, Titanu, and you've allowed us, Hashem, to go astray. Meaning, it's like where you're at this point, you just feel like you're on the wrong path, and it's hard to figure that out. especially on your own, right? You need, that's why he's saying you need extra internal factors in terms of your own moral compass, and there are external factors. You have the right rabbis, you have the right teachers. Are you in the right environment? Are you in the right Jewish community, in the right social construct to be able to do that which is right? So he says, after this type of tshuva, and it's important, I think it speaks to what we're about to go to if you're going next door. Achrei tshuva tivit baha emunit comes the tshuva of faith. He achaya ba'olam mimakora mesoret vehadat yoseket arbe b'tshuva haTorah mavticha l'shavei fesh haslicha. You have to believe that God actually will grant you forgiveness. That's emunah. There has to be a belief, there has to be a faith that, you know, you can do this. Chataot ha'yachid ve'atzibur nimchim al yedei tshuva. That the sins of the individual and of the community are dissolved, are erased through tshuva. Hanaviim leleim heim dvarim nisgavim. The Nevi'im talk about it. Right? It's all over the Torah. You have to believe that. If you don't believe that, if there's no tshuva of your emunah, right, to say, like, I can do this. I actually believe that Hashem can help me wipe away my sins. You're gonna, how are you gonna actually do tshuva? What are you really doing? You're making yourself a better person, but are you connecting to Hashem in that way, or you're just doing it because you hope that, you know, your business will succeed better, and, you know, things will go better for you in general? Then he says that tshuva hasichlit hi ota shekvar rachsha la eratvit vaemunit. And then he says there's this intellectual type of tshuva that comes after you've already inherited, you've already, like, ingrained within you this natural and faithful tshuva, shekvar ba l'madriga ha'elyonir, on a higher level, asher lo rak tzar gufani o nafshi v'ruchani. You're not feeling this physical or spiritual, emotional kind of distress. It's not just that, like, Hashem's coming at you and you feel like the Nevi'im speaking to you and you're like, I need to do better, right? And Hashem promised I could do better. Right? You're afraid from, you know, something might happen to you, some punishment might come to you in a spiritual way. So this comes from an actual, a clear recognition that comes from your outlook on the world and life in general. To the level where you're like, I understand life. I could look at life and I understand if I act this way, this is going to happen. And if I behave this way spiritually, I'm not going to grow. Tshuva Zui says, Haklula mehakodmot, this tshuva of sikhlit, right, intellectual, that comes from an understanding or a recognition of all the other, these other pieces that we spoke about. Hi malea kvar or ein kates. It's filled with an infinite light. Hi ba lehafechet achataim kulam lezuchuyot. It comes to literally turn sins into merits, into mitzvot. So that what happens is you realize that you're going to mess up, that you're going to sin. It's a very mature way of looking at the world, right? Ein Adam asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta, right? David HaMelech says, or Shlomo HaMelech says, it's impossible. You can't just, we're going to sin, right? But you recognize that through the mistakes that you make, right, that through the sins that you make, that through the things that happen, you're going to make things better, right? Those things happen for a reason, and you're going to grow from them. U'mikol hashpalot aliyot nehadarot, and from every yiridah, from everything, you know, every time you're downgraded, every time you're downcast, every time you perhaps fall down, there are going to be great ways to get up after that. It's yiridah she'in letzorach aliyah, right? It's a descent that will ultimately lead to an ascent. Zod hi atshuva she'enei kol eleha nesuat shehi muchrechet lavo v'shesofa lavo. This is the tshuva that everyone should be looking for, ultimately, that if you play your cards right, it has to happen, and ultimately, that's what will happen to us by definition. If we live our lives understanding that there's a God in the world, that there's a God that's guiding our ways, that there's a God that's put us in a situation that we're in, even if it's a very difficult and a harrowing situation. Ultimately, we have to believe and we know that there's a Yiridah and then there's going to be an Aliyah. And, you know, Meir Tzeshem, we should all be zochet to that personally, but on a communal and a national level, we as a people need to be zochet to that as well. Nafla, right, that we've fallen, but to understand, right, that Nafla velo tosif, we won't stop falling anymore. Kum bitulat Yisrael. It's time to arise, the daughter of Israel. And Emir Tzeshem, we're going to hear next door from a daughter of Israel who's been through hell. And Emir Tzeshem, you know, through all of us and our support and our love and our connection and advocacy for Am Yisrael, we'll get back from that. And Emir Tzeshem, we should be on an even higher Ramah than we've ever found ourselves before. Shkoyach.